It was one American president and his connection to one particular ship that made this a well-known craft in the U.S. Navy. It's still an important boat built here and it's today's American countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. If not for John F. Kennedy and PT-109, perhaps we know little about a boat built at this Navy shipyard.
Patrol boats really provide the counterpoint to the giant aircraft carriers in the Navy. They are very important, both at times of peace and times of war. And the first patrol boats visited the Puget Sound area in the late 1800s. They were actually enforcing customs laws.
Megan Churchwell is the curator at the Puget Sound Navy Museum.
They are definitely important today. The local area actually has several shipyards that build modern patrol boats for both the Coast Guard and the Navy. And they serve locally as well as around the world.
Kennedy's PT boat was a small yet important naval vessel. They were a critical part of World War II.
A lot of people don't realize PT boats came through Puget Sound during the war. Several of them were in Pearl Harbor at the time of the attack, and they came to Puget Sound and then were sent on to Alaska to guard against a potential Japanese invasion.
And after World War II, the boat remained an important part of the shipyard here.
One of the interesting areas of local patrol boat development actually came in the 1960s. Boeing started applying its aircraft design expertise to the design of boats. And these boats actually had underwater wings, so the entire hull flew above the water.
The Navy Museum, along with several other locations that build ships, are well-visited sites in the Pacific Northwest. You can make the drive around Puget Sound from Seattle to see them, or just take one of the ferries across the water that docks right next to this museum. Traveling the countryside in Bremerton, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.